Shifting gears, I do want to take time to pay homage, because I think that's the thing, like, more people should do. Like, you didn't just start with this track. It's like Oregon Trail. You didn't discover that trail. Like, niggas died of dysentery in the cholera. All that shit. Like, yo, I grew up on Apple computers where we played Oregon Trail. But it didn't start with me. I'm just picking up where they left off. That's the game of life. It's a circle, but that's the game of life. To that point, I'm going to go ahead. Echo! Turn the volume to 70%, please. Yo, that worked. Dilla is the reason that I even started rapping. Along with a few niggas that knew I could put words together. But like, yeah, he's the reason I started rapping, because I love how he produced. You feel me? So, I would be remiss if I did not give niggas ways to live life. Yeah. Alright. How to finesse. Alright. No, we ain't gonna start there. Start how to read a person. A lot of niggas don't know how to read people they meet in real life, because a lot of y'all are not used to reading people in real life, bro. Obviously, number one, if they can't make eye contact, don't trust them. But number two, if they can't make eye contact but not comfortable holding them, they up to something. Free game. That's for men, women, and trans. They are up to something. Free game. I'm going to start using my channel in case I get dementia to tell you niggas the tips and tricks that kept me alive this whole fucking time. The Dilla. Yeah. All right. Learn how to read somebody. Know your personnel. Shout out to those. Next part. Bruh. Be able to talk, communicate, and make sure you represent yourself in a way. Do all the opposite shit you do when you read. Make eye contact. Make other people uncomfortable. I'm able to do that with my voice. Some of y'all ain't gonna be able to do that. I know some of you tender dick niggas can't talk like me. That's cool. The point is, you make people feel uncomfortable with your confidence. I know what I'm saying is true, and I don't believe you. Make that something that's physically present. It works, even online. It's weird, because all I do is type online, but I make niggas feel uncomfortable. Three! Yeah! Be likable. Now, everybody can't do that. I'm naturally likable, so I don't know if I have too many tips about it. Like, it's not about making jokes. It's not about making people laugh, even though that helps. Like, just make someone feel like your energy is the energy they want to be around. That's free game. Four. Come on. Four is be authentic to yourself no matter what. All those three things I said before, you have to be true to yourself while doing so. That is the hardest part. A lot of niggas get lost in that shit. Lost in the sauce. Yeah, you have to be yourself. You hear me? Yeah, when dealing with a woman, business deal, promo deal, a job, you have to be yourself at all times. And I can't tell you how to be yourself. Only you know yourself, right? There is no spoon. Free game. Five. Yeah, and the most important one to me, but it's still five. Know why you doing it. Anything you get into, know why you getting into it. Because if you don't know the why, you ain't going to know the how. You ain't going to know the when. You ain't going to know the what. You ain't going to know the where. You just know the why, bro. Don't do that until you know the why. Yeah. And I will speak on that from personal experience. When I lived in Charleston, when I used to sell drugs, yeah, there was a spot. It's not there, so I ain't gonna say the street, but even though it's still there, like, let's act like it's not. Matter of fact, let's call it Shady Lane. Bruh, I went there to re-up one time, and nigga, a tractor trailer was pulling up when I was pulling in, you feel me? And had a good conversation. We sipped scotch. We talked about work. By the way, always have a day job. That's... Come on, man. Jesus. All right. So we talked about work, and then we talked about the business. And the one thing I appreciate about, like, the nigga that taught me everything, let's call him China. You can call him Russia, but his name is China. We used to play 2K over bowls of coke. Not bags of coke. Not handfuls of coke. Bowls of coke. So every time I left the club, I would goddamn bring all my people with me. We would go to China's house and they would watch me play this nigga on 2K. And the funny thing is, he always played with the Lakers because he loved Kobe. I would play with any team. I always kicked his ass because it's not about knowing the man. You got to play the man, but like, nah, no strategy. Know your personnel. Thank you, Los again. Bruh, I'm giving you niggas opportunities to win in life that I'm not taking myself. That's what my mama said. Goddamn. Thank you, Dilla. I'm putting it together, though. Those five things will take you far in life, man. If you apply them. It's all about application, not about knowledge of them. Otherwise, it's just a euphemism. It's an anecdote. What are we doing? If you can't apply those concepts to life, then you're just talking. And the thing that I realize in my short span on this life, because I'm only 40, is a lot of niggas have like 2 out of the 5, 3 out of the 5, 1 out of the 5, and they win and they think that makes them think they know how to win. No, 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 no. And somebody would say Fizo. Yeah, I'm still calling myself that. Fuck it, it's a process. If you know all these five, why the fuck you ain't abiding by them? Because I let number 6 slip, and it's the most important rule. Never get high off your own supply. I did coke, I drank, I fucking went to strip clubs and wild out. No. Niggas that implement all five and don't fucking introduce any of those fucking vices into their system will win. Every time. Look at the track record. It's historical. But not me. I went to maybe too many strip clubs, maybe too many drugs, I don't know. But at some point, stop listening to the rules that I made for myself. But thank God for mental health. Shout out to BetterHelp.com. I can't get you 20% off, but I pay for it. It's worth it. I'm listening to me again. Yeah, rule number 7. Keep your mental above everybody else's. Even if you love them, they a brother to you, cousin to you, uncle to you, whatever. Fuck that. Your mind is more important than theirs because you're the one that makes it go. Now, at the time, one more personal anecdote. Yeah. 7540, I had that bitch booming. I even had a boom boom room upstairs. Yeah, I did. But I fucked it up because guess what? I stopped listening to the rules that I live my life by, that I built it on. Not sloppy. You're better than that. I want you to be better than me. I've had a good life. All things considered, I've lived well. I want y'all niggas to take it to the next level. All right, we good, Fizo. You good, Omar? I'm good. No, you dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's. Yeah, I miss 7540. I ain't gonna lie. I miss Charleston as a whole. Y'all. We'll get it back. I know. Let Dilla. Yay! Let Dilla play for like 20 more seconds. You good?